turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Wilt thou not revive us again? I notice two words there, don't you? Revive us again. Revive again. It's been the story of my pilgrimage. It's been again and again and again and again and again. It just don't seem like I can keep a steady gait. I need it again and again and again. Don't seem like I can keep my prayer life running like it should, so I have to do it again and again. My dedication wanes away and I get caught up in folly. And I have to turn and say, Lord, will you do it again? Would you help me, Lord, again? I looked up the word revived. I don't know if you have or not, but it's an interesting word. Webster says it's to raise from languor, depression, or discouragement. To render or become active, operative, or flourishing again. I know, God, that's me. Then it says in another statement, to recover from the state of neglect or disuse, to restore and reestablish. And I said, oh Lord, two out of three. No wonder the psalmist said, revive us again. Revive us again. Oh God, raise us from our laziness. Raise us from our depression. Raise us from our discouragement. Raise us, Lord. Revive us. We've eaten the bread of tears and drunk the water of discouragement, and Lord, raise us up. The psalmist said that the secret of the reviving was turning. He asked the Lord in verse 3, thou hast turned thyself. Verse 4, he says, turn us. Then verse 8, he says, don't let them turn again to their follies. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I don't feel like our God has to turn away his fierce anger from us, because I don't feel like we've done anything that has angered God. But oh, how we need to be turned. I don't think God has to turn. I think the secret of reviving is turn us, oh God. Turn us so that we won't turn again to our folly. You see, I don't know, just from the first of the year, how many I've seen turn back to their folly. They thought this year would be a year that would be different. We all said it when the war was breaking our hearts and we were crying for our young men and young women. we were wondering if this was the battle to start all battles, we told the Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. This is the year that you're going to come. I want to be ready. Lord, don't let me get too tangled up. Don't let me get caught up. Don't let me backslide. Don't let me lose out. I'm too near home. But then the war is over. Turn us, O God. Turn us that we don't turn back to our folly. You know the things that you had trouble with last year? Are they already back? Are they already back? The things that entangled us, and we knew they would, and we had just prayed our way out of them, just chopped ourselves free of them, and all of a sudden we feel the tentacles tightening their grip again, where we turn back to our folly. Turn us. Turn us, O God of our salvation. Turn us. Show us thy mercy. God said, I'd be glad to. But verse 8 said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. You see the readiness? He said, I want to listen to what God says to me. I want to hear from heaven. I don't know how many times I've heard men say and women say, if I only knew the will of God, if I only understood what God's will was. I think it was Brother Junior the other day. I was sort of jesting with Brother Junior. He was saying he'd like to know the will of God. I said, the Bible said it's not his will for any to perish. I said, that's the will of God. And I said, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. And then I told him, I said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. And I said, that's a commandment. So we know to be filled with the Spirit is the will of God. Brother Junior wanted to know a little bit further down the line about the will of God, but those immediate wills are just as important as those future wills. Let us take serious our sanctification. Let us take serious our infilling of the Holy Ghost. Let us keep up to date with our fellowship with the Spirit. Let us not let a week, a month, 6 months go by and have no fellowship with Him, who is the source of the joy and the peace of the Lord in our soul. You cannot grieve this person of the Godhead and expect the peace of God to be in your heart. And you cannot please Him if you don't walk in the revealed will of God. If you know this is the will of God for your life, and you're not sanctified, and you know you're not sanctified, don't try to look for a will down the road. Get this will of God settled first. Even your sanctification, that you may abstain from fornication. Amen. There's no need to look in 6 months down the road when we know right now we need to be turned into the will of God. Right now we need to be filled with the Spirit. Right now we need to be a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-shouting, devil-chasing, amen, battle station for the Lord. You've got a bunch of weak-kneed, amen, feeble-minded folks, amen, on His hands, and the only way He can help us is to give us His good Spirit. And yet we weak, need, and feeble-minded folks don't want the Holy Ghost running the show. We just want Him to bless us. Well, we need Him to think for us. We need Him to talk for us. We need Him to make decisions for us. We need Him to get in the front so we can follow Him. We need Him back behind us to watch our back door. We need Him on both sides to strengthen us. We need Him close to lean on Him. We need Him to show us things to come. We need Him so we can spot the devil. Turn us, O God. I've been praying and saying, O God, Lord, I need discernment. I don't say that I need the gift of discernment. I just need discernment. I said, I need to see inside of folks. I need to see whether that's the devil or whether that's a saint. Amen. I said, I need to know who's talking to me. I need a discernment that when folks start rattling off, I'll know where that's the devil or the true Christ. Turn me, Lord. Turn me and revive. Raise me from this depression. Raise me from this discouragement. Amen. Cause me to render what I can do for you. Cause me to become active and operative, to flourish again, O God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Ring the joy bells in my soul. Put a Holy Ghost shine on my face. Put a spring in my steps. Put a song in my heart. Put an anointing in my soul. God, I'm in the last days. Revive me again. When the devil's hiding in preachers, when the devil's hiding in saints, when the devil talks from the pulpit and the devil talks from the pews, when folks are confused and bewildered, oh God, turn us back to your ways, turn us back to your steps, set us right in the way, Lord, set us right in the middle of the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Recover us, Lord, from the state of neglect. Well, if that don't knock your hat in the creek, you're an exceptional person.
Amen.
Recover us, Lord, from the state of neglect or disuse. Amen. I said Sunday night, and folks sort of look at me and think I'm strange, you know. I can't sing. I realize I can't sing. You'd get nothing from my singing. God does, but you're not God. Amen. God said I could make a joyful noise and he'd accept it. But you know, when we get folks up front, we've got as many critics as we've got anything. They know when you're in tune, out of tune. They know if you're on key or off key. The only thing that disguises a person that can't sing is a good old touch of the Holy Ghost anointing. If you get anointed just right, everybody will be talking so loud they won't hear you sing anyway. They'll be appraising or crying or doing something. So I'm about ready to pray, oh God, put the fire in my soul. Help me to get anointed and I'll take up singing. Somebody's got to do it. Put a song in my soul. Put the fire in my bowels, oh God, till they break out with a holy reaction called love. Recover me from a state of neglect. Help me, Red. I need some help tonight. Recover me from a state of neglect. You know the reason why the fire of God's not in your soul? I can tell you. You're living in the state, not of Ohio, but the state of neglect. Amen. I can tell you why the joys are not a-ringing. I can tell you why the power of God's not falling. We've all moved to the land of not, right next door to the state of neglect. We're neglecting our altar. We're neglecting our songbook. We're neglecting our preaching. We're neglecting the anointing. We're neglecting the power of God. We're just living in a state of neglect. Oh God, return to us and move us back into the state of your power and your fellowship. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah. Thank God, if I have to praise you, Lord, give me a voice to do it. Help me, Lord, to learn to do it by myself. If everybody else gets locked jaw around me, help me to say glory! Hallelujah! Praise God! Thank you, Jesus! I love you, Lord! Hallelujah, saints! Amen, that praise God! Are they that honor God? Are they that glorify God? Are those that God glorifies? Whew! This decade of neglect and disuse has put the rust in our joints. So rusty you can't move. God needs to get his spiritual WD-40, baptize you. I mean, he ought to put it on every joint of your spiritual being until you would quit that groaning and groaning. Amen. You say, well, Brother Benny, if you felt like I feel, I probably feel worse than you feel. I don't get a day of my life anymore without a pain somewhere. I live in pain. Great God of heaven, I told the Lord, that ain't going to stop me from shouting. You put it on me. I'll pay for it after a while. Amen. I'm going to shout. I'm going to sing. I'm going to praise God. I want to be revived. Ow! Hallelujah. Woo! Shout with me, Sister June. Great God of heaven, I need some folks that'll limber up out there. Amen. Woo! You're right. That state of neglect has stole your joy. Amen. When Brother Frankie used to tell me, he said, when me and Sister Judy came back to Dryden Road, he said, they didn't even have pews for us to sit in. We sat in them old straight back chairs, just had carpet on the floor. Amen. And every Sunday morning, just about, we'd shout. Amen. No, you didn't have a new pastor. Same old pastor. Come on now. Same old gospel. It's just that we moved over into a state of neglect. Now we feel like there's more of us than there have ever been. Some folks said, we don't need singers. Somebody told me, you don't need singers. I said, I've got one less now than what I did have. Are you going to move up? Who will move up into the gap? Who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge? Great God of heaven, I'll tell you, not you that are camped out in the state of neglect and disuse. It'll have to be somebody God puts the fire in their soul. Somebody that gets a hold of a fresh anointing. Somebody that God stirs up. Somebody that God looks on. Somebody finds God's favor. Will have to step up in the gap and make up the hedge. Disuse. That means we've discarded the use of it. And we're saying, Lord, what's the use? I'll tell you what the use is. It's either this or revival. And you can sit around and say, this is what I want then. You sit there and dry up. Sit there and dry up. You know what happens to dried up folks? Sooner or later they blow up. Amen. You get dry enough and the devil will move in. Amen. And when he moves in, he's going to tear you up. You get dry enough, you'll get so lustful. Amen. You'll want the things of the world, or you'll want something that belongs to somebody else. You may start making eyes at some man's wife, or you'll start making eyes at some woman's husband. Amen. You'll begin to fantasize and all these things because you're getting dry. I'll tell you where it comes from. You don't fulfill the lust of the flesh when you walk in the Spirit, when you're revived up like God wants you, when the Holy Ghost is anointing you and you feel the power of God from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, when it's all over you and it's keeping you alive and the song of God's a burning in your heart and the Word of God is meditated on in your heart and your mind is stayed on the Lord. Great God of heaven, when you walk with Him, He'll walk with you. When you talk to Him, He'll talk to you. When you do things right, great God, He's not far from you. If you'll just get out of that state of disuse. Again. We prayed for years. I've been here 13 of them. We prayed for years for God to send us revival. Every business meeting, I said, Lord, I got to have some Holy Ghost filled men. I'm running the same ones through here. They're getting tired. They're getting put out. Amen. They're getting tired of having to make the decisions and have to, amen, take the heat of the battle. Amen. They're wanting out of it. The pressure's too great. I need some new men who've been baptized afresh with the Holy Ghost. And you know what God done? Amen. Long before Gary Edenfield got here, God was already setting the stage to baptize men and women with the Holy Ghost. All it took was just somebody to come along to where you would hit that altar and pray. And God was ready to baptize you because God wants to revive you. God wants to revive you. God wants you to get out of that state of neglect and disuse. God wants you to move on back up to the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Great God, you can sit around and cry and moan and complain. Or you can say, Lord, it's my fault. I got there. I remember when I crossed the line and I didn't feel your spirit for a week. I remember when I moved in and I didn't feel your power for a month. I remember, great God of heaven, when I crossed that line and moved into that state of neglect. Now the only way back is to be revived. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Always looking over the next hill, find out where the grass is greener. Always looking over, saying it's always better down the road. Great God of heaven, heaven is what you make it. Amen. You can have heaven right here on earth. If you want to line up, amen, and live right, you can have heaven right here on earth. Amen. You don't have to go down the road, amen, to get healed. God's a God of healing right here at Trodden Road. Amen. You don't have to go down the road to get a message from God. God walks these aisles and God stands in this pulpit. And whether you could tell it or not, great God of heaven, I feel the power of God from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I'm a preaching to you tonight, anointed of the Holy Ghost. State of neglect. Neglected our salvation. Neglected our purity. Sneak around. Watch television. Sneak around. Amen. Take up things you know is wrong. Sneak around. Listen to the ball games. Sneak around and get mixed up in gossiping. Sneak around. Let folks talk to you about how bad the church is and who's a sitting there and who's a sitting here. Great God of heaven, when you take up gossiping, you've already moved into the state of neglect. Tell you, little man, what's happened to your soul? You've eaten sourdough too long. Amen. You got soured on us. You got soured down in your soul. Amen. Let me tell you what happened. You may not answer me right now. Give him a little while to pray about it. Then let's wait for the answer. You eat that old sour bread. Amen. You look at this one and they say something to you. And that one says something to you. When you was up in the spirit, they were just kidding with you. But when you got down, amen, it become to be serious. And after a while, you didn't want their ribbon. And you didn't want their jesting. One time you called it friendship. And now it's a serious matter. I think they got something against me. Well, I tell you what, boys, if you can't take it, don't put it out. Amen. If you don't want nobody to say anything to you, don't say anything to nobody. And when they get down to it, say, hey, 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 not me. You do that to somebody else. To me, it's brother so-and-so. And after a while, everybody will line up and call you brother so-and-so. Come on now. And they'll call you sister so-and-so. Amen. If you want friends, you got to show yourself friendly. And you got to be willing to go with your friends. Amen.
That's right, I've got men in this church that call me Benny. And some other folks said, that's not right for them to call you Benny. I don't care what they call me. It's what the Lord calls me. If I don't deserve your respect, you don't have to call me brother. Call me Benny. Amen. If I've gone up a ladder just a little bit and you feel like I'm saved, got the real Holy Ghost, maybe you can call me brother. And then if I really win your respect, amen, you might want to call me pastor. But if you don't want to call me pastor and you don't want to call me brother, just call me Benny, because that's what I was born in this world. I was born Benny. I'll die Benny. If God hadn't come in my soul, I wouldn't be anybody. I wouldn't be nothing. Amen. That ain't going to upset me. I have more than that to worry about. Hold on, Merle Jean. I got 15 more minutes. Lord, it's untelling what'll happen. Run it as close as you can, sis. Stay with us, amen. Listen to what the Bible says. And now for a little space, grace hath been showed us from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondsmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, and to set up the house of our God, to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Ezra says, a little reviving, yet in our bondage. Amen. Come on now, help me preach if you will. Listen to what the psalmist said in 138. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake thine own hand. Here he said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Somebody said, well, we're going to have to do better than we're doing to have revival. I want you to know God can get you out of that state of neglect right in the midst of trouble. And probably you're going to have to get you into trouble before you'll ask him to get you out. Amen. Thus say the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and the holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Amen. Did you hear him? He said, I'll revive the humble. I'll revive the contrite ones. Humble means humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and in due season he'll exalt you. The contrite ones are those that are all broken up, that are brokenhearted, that are laying on their face before God, saying, oh God, revive my spirit. Oh God, put a revival in my soul. And they weep and they cry before God. Amen. Both of them, God said, if you'll humble yourself down, I'll exalt you. And if you'll get all broken up about what's going on, I'll come and I'll get you out of that state of neglect and disuse. Well, you're preaching good, Brother Benny. Preach to us a little bit more. All right, I suppose I will. Amen. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. They shall revive as the corn. I read that and I knew what he's talking about, Brother Red. You see, I'd hold that corn, turn that dirt up, and it'd not rain for a while, and watch the old corn just wilt over. Looked like it was going to die for sure. And then see a black cloud roll up. Amen. It wasn't long till you could smell the dampness and the scent of rain. Amen. And it started raining those gentle showers and that ground soaking kind of rain. And before the rain was over, the stalks had stuck its head right straight back up. Those leaves had revived. Amen. They were all slouched over. Now they're sticking up right in the rain rejoicing. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? That's the way I've been feeling. I feel like, oh God, if you don't rain on me pretty soon, I'm going to dry up. I know I'm in good ground. I know I've got a good seed in me. I know you planted me right. But oh God, if you don't rain on me, if you don't send a reviving rain, if you don't let the Spirit of God get a hold of my soul, I'm going to die right here in the furrow. Rain on me, Lord. Rain on me, Lord. In the midst of trouble, when all I hear is contention, rain on me, Lord. Let the hands of the feeble be lifted. Let the knees of the weak be strengthened. Let those who have grown silent break forth in rejoicing. Let the stout, amen, rejoice. Let the weak proclaim that God is our strength. Let the church rejoice in their God. Let us sing the songs of Zion. Let us rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, for our God has returned to us to restore us again and to reestablish us. Come through.
Jezebels that come into the holiness churches and call themselves anointed, the more I want to get my voice and say, no! There's an old way! There's an old path! There's a God of heaven! There's a power of holiness! There's a power in purity that you'll never find anywhere else! When I look at this weak, need, anemic bunch of men that sit on the pews of Pentecost, who have more bossy women than we've ever had in the church, have more women calling the shots than we've ever had in the church, amen, have more women trying to tell men what to do than we've ever had in our life. What happened to the old holiness mamas? Amen, I tell you, I about shouted, amen, the other night. Yeah, I did. I about shouted. But sister, what's her name? Berthy Turner. Sister Berthy Turner. She's sitting over on the corner at Dodd's. Some of you been there. She's sitting on the old granny. Old granny. Sitting there at the corner. This young man was up on the platform singing. She didn't say anything while he's up there singing. They asked him to help with the offering. He's up there singing on her church platform with a short sleeve shirt on. You know what she done? He got the pan, Brother Carpenter. He went by that old mama. She pulled him over. She's a little hard hearing, so she talked loud, thinking she was talking quiet. She said, "Honey, you look so much better without them short sleeves on that platform." I said, "Woo! They ain't all dead yet. They ain't all in the grave yet. They ain't all took the payoff yet. There's still some mamas." I said, "There's still some mamas who sit in some pews that know what old time holiness is." Woo! You said, "That upsets me." Just get upset. Stay right there in that state of disuse. Stay right there in that state of neglect. You want God to use you, pay the price. You want God to use you, shut your mouth. You want God to use you, quit that whining. You want God to use you, tell it like it is. Stand up for God. Stand up for right. Stand up for purity. Stand up for holiness. Stand up and be counted. Thank God for old-time mamas. I said, thank God for old-time mamas. I said, thank God for old-time mamas. Thank God for old-time mamas. I do, Lord. I thank God for old-time mamas. I wish I had a pew full of them sit right here and caught everybody that didn't line up by the arm and patted them real gently and spoke to them in a spirit of love and said, "Honey, you'd be so much better if you didn't wear that." Oh, I'd just stand up here and shout. Most of the time, I wouldn't have a thing to preach. I'd just go, "Glory, glory, glory. Tell them, mama. Tell these young ladies how they ought to act." I was in my study the other day, and I was reading that over there. Amen. Where it said, "And let the older woman teach the younger." I said, "Oh, God, would you hurry up and give me some old mamas? I've got some young ladies that are crazy. They don't know how to love their own husband. They don't even know how to love their own children. They let their children run around in a state of disrepair. Amen. Snotty nosed. Amen. Go, come on, look at me. That's what I'm here for. Fasten right on in on me. Amen. And sometimes this church looks more like a circus than it does a church. They're bailing off of this platform this way and bailing off that way, or running up through here and running down through there, and they're going from this pew over to that pew and from this pew over to that pew, and I'm a wonder, where in the world are the mamas? Somebody said you're going to hurt their feelings. I'm too far anointed right now to care. Wait till tomorrow. We ain't running no three-room circus. Somebody needs to get a hold of Junior and tell him while the preacher's preaching, sit down. Somebody needs to get a hold of Sissy and tell him while the preacher's preaching, sit down. Somebody needs to get a hold of Junior and when there's a message in tongues, tell him, shut up. And when the preacher's praying, sit down. Don't be a walking while people are praying. Don't be a walking while the Holy Ghost is going. My conviction's in the service. Sit down. Let the God of heaven have his respect and work with the sinner that he might be saved. Just think, Mama, they get a vote in June. Woo-wee. Don't worry, baby. God will take care of it. Amen. And let me tell you something. While I'm on this subject, let me tell you something. When that little girl or that little boy walks up to you and you tell it something and it tells you no, you had better hunt the nearest exit and go out and warm its seed of knowledge. They'll get me for child abuse. That 16-year-old child will whoop up on you when it gets old, too. You don't put the fear of God in it, it'll put the fear of God in you. Didn't you hear what he said? That little boy leaned out and shot his, who was it? Mother's boyfriend. He ain't gonna tell me what to do. 14. Pull the trigger. That's not bad. Read the statistics of America. In time, just last month it was. Kid killers. You talk about gut-rendering. How kids are picking up guns and killing without mercy. You say, how do they get that way? Mom and dad are living in the state of neglect. They're neglecting. If they say, oh, we're going to pray for them, they'll get saved. Man, I'll tell you what, you had better not wait till they get saved. You had better get a burden for them right now. You had better get them to the altar as soon as you can, because the devil's going to be there with every one of his ploys and tricks. They'll not get to be a teenager now without learning a cuss word. They'll not get to be a teenager today without learning about sex. They'll not get to be a teenager today without knowing about drugs. Amen! Let the strong say amen! Let the weak say, oh me. You're gambling with the child's soul. You're gambling. You had better get a burden today. Tomorrow may be too late. Amen. Well, it's 8:30. I don't want you to miss out on anything, Sister Merle Jean. So I'm going to close. And we'll let you take the whole load to work with you. Amen. Maybe it'll keep you awake tonight. Revive us. I'm your pastor. I know what you need. You need an old Holy Ghost lightning bolt right between your shoulder blades. You need an old time Holy Ghost lightning bolt right between your eyes. You need your high pride by the fire of God. You need to die. So God can revive you and get you out of that state of neglect and disuse. Keep us from turning again, Lord, to our folly. Amen. Don't let us turn back to our folly. Don't let us turn back to that same thing that we've been fighting and fighting and fighting, and you give us a reprieve and get it out of our heart, and we turn and let it right back in our heart. God, don't let us turn again to our folly. Let's stand. Come, Brother Carpenter. Come quickly. Come, come, come. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Has that killed your good spirit, has it? Say glory to God. Thank God for an altar. Thank God for an altar. Thank God for an altar. I said, thank God I still got an altar. Thank God I still know where to meet him. Thank God I know where I can get some help. Thank God I know it's here. Woo! Thank God I know it's here! Woo! If I was a singer, I'd tell you what I'd sing. I said, it's all over me! And it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive! Keeping me alive. This Holy Ghost and fire! It's all over my soul. And it's keeping me alive. Jesus. Keeping me alive. You know how to break that pencil to keep you from writing all that stupid stuff? Get the Holy Ghost and just break it. You know how to get over listening to all that stupid stuff? Take our president's advice when he said, just say no. Just say no. What you say, I'm going to hurt their feelings. Hurt their feelings or lose your soul. Just say no. Woo! Woo! Right now, Lord, if I had a full lift mirror, I'd drop it and let them look and see what I see. Some of you look plumb pitiful.
Why? What was wrong with the preaching? Come on, tell me, what was wrong with the preaching? What was wrong with the singing? What's wrong with our church? I can tell you. Y-O-U. Living in the state of neglect. Come on back home. Come on, my prodigal children. Come on back home. Come on back to the joy of the Lord. Come on back to the peace of our God. Come on back to the Holy Ghost and fire. Come on back to singing, praising, dancing, shouting. Come on back to the old time way. Come on home. That's the cry. Come on. Come on. You say, but Brother Benny, I did. Come on. Leave your excuse behind you. Come on. Yeah.